Black Dog.
Hashem, you win the best.
Hey, is this Kevin?
It is.
Hey, Kevin, this is Hashem with the bank card, if you left me a message.
Yes, yes, and I sent that paperwork back to you. At first, I couldn't open it, but then I went into a program, and it wasn't coming up. But anyway, bottom line, I got it open and processed it and sent it over.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, I got some of the information. Actually, I just opened the email. You sent in the application, and then you sent in 6 months bank statements is what it was, right?
Correct.
And you didn't have the most recent tax return for the business?
No, because we started last March, everything, the accountant, they're processing it. It probably won't be done for about 30 days.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah, that's not a problem. So what I have here, why don't you tell me actually a little bit more about this.
Let me get to my headset. Can you give me 10 seconds, sir?
Yeah, no problem. Take your time.
Thank you for holding. We'll be with you momentarily.
Sorry about that. Much easier to keep my hands free as I did.
Oh, yeah. There. Yeah, no, I'm sure. Same on my end here.
Yeah. So basically, what we're looking at is... As everything, I think I pretty much spelled it out in that email. Where we were, where we're at, where we need to be, mm-hmm. All that kind of good stuff.
Right. So what I have, you were looking for $35,000, right? You wanted to consolidate and for expansion, right?
Right, a little bit for because I've got some contracts that if I can get this out of the way and get these things going, I can expand and yeah. So maximum $35,000, but if they can only do 30, then hey, you know, as long as I get you know those four. Condensed down into a manageable, you know, then I'm fine.
Okay. All right. Absolutely. And what do you think, you know, return on investment is going to be if I get you this 30 to 35,000?
What my return on investment?
Yeah.
I should be able to double my monthly income because at that point, I've got a couple drivers that I'm looking to do what we call in the trucking. You're familiar with the trucking industry at all?
Somewhat. Yeah, actually, I do work with a lot of trucking.
You have, you know, we do a lot of OTRs over the road, long distance. So we have the one truck that we own with our driver and other stuff. We have contracts that we have that I could actually have people come on and be leased to Black Dog Transport.
Right.
And that's usually a 75-25 or 80-20 split. So, you know, if we do a job for $10,000, then that particular week we're going to get $2,000 to $2,500 to Black Dog for doing basically nothing.
Right, just for... Yeah, leasing
we're basically letting them lease on to our MC number with the U.S. Department of Transportation number, right?
Absolutely.
So that's how the expansion will work on that, as far as being able to get more of those guys and more commitments that I need to do that. And if that happens, then it will. I don't want to say it will take off because nobody's going to take off. But
yeah, of course
it'll
not.
It'll allow me to go from the crawling stages to the walking stages, and then when I get to the walking, of course, then I can run.
Yeah, no, of course. Okay, so there's going to be some definite growth if you get this money. Okay.
Yes, definitely. So the problem is that I can't grow right now because it's choking me.
Yeah, no, I'm sure. I know. Yeah, once I read the email, I was like, all right, we need to help this guy out. So when are you looking to do it by? Just as soon as possible?
If we could, yes, sir.
All right. And then how would you say your credit is, good, bad, somewhere in the middle? I know you said, is it still around that 598?
It's about 596, 598, 600 range, right, give or take, right around there, yes, sir.
All right.
So I just checked it the other day.
Sure. So we'll put it here. We'll say you're around 600.
Yeah, it's actually going to actually bring it. Oh, my God, there's another shooting? This is getting old.
Really?
Two children, one teacher injured in shooting at elementary school in South Carolina, a teen suspect in custody.
No kidding. Almost every other day now something's going on.
It's like you wake up and say, who's next?
Yeah, for real. And you never know where or when.
God.
That's ridiculous.
My kids and my grandchildren.
It's ridiculous.
Yes, just trying not to. So try to bring up my Experian credit because I have access to the Experian, but I can't.
Sure.
Oh, here it is. sign in. Yes.
Hey, is Mike in?
But it was $5.96 when I checked it yesterday. I think it was yesterday or day before.
Okay, so just make a note of that here.
And let me tell you, I learned a lot in this industry in the last 6 months. It'll never be ever again.
Yeah, I'm sure. I know. Based on everything I read, I was like, wow, you went through a lot.
Yeah.
How were sales for you last year?
Well, when the truck is on the road, no problem. I mean, we got one that we're doing right now. He literally just picked up the load today, mm-hmm. which is Wednesday. He delivered Monday morning. That's a $6,200 job in 5 days.
Wow, okay,
so
very nice.
We did a job last week before that for the post office, the United States Post Office, moving their equipment. We were on a 6-day job there that paid $9,000.
Oh, wow, okay, good.
So the jobs are definitely
they're good.
There.
All right, great. And what are you on track for this year? What are you looking at the end of the year, you think?
I would say probably, because he was down and all that stuff all that period of time, I would say to be conservative, try to, you know, not try to overdo it. I would say probably right. In the 275 range.
Okay.
Could be higher, because, but, you know, with all the shutdowns there for a while.
Right.
I tell you about this thing, Hashim, when I put that truck back together, it's good for 1,000,000 miles now, because those trucks are normally
okay.
good for 1,000,000.
Yeah.
And having to replace the engine, it'll be able to go another 5 years minimum before we'd have to even do anything to it.
Wow. All right. So once you get that thing back together, are you going to get
back
to it?
Well, it's already back together. It's, you know, we've only put 100,000 on since we had it fixed.
Oh,
and
wow. Okay.
That's
so you're
what,
ready
that's what
to
hurt
roll.
Is if you saw that email, we went down in February from middle February to the end of
yes.
March. And, yeah, that whole thing was totally rebuilt.
Wow. Okay. Well,
and
good.
Of course, if anybody needs to look at it and say, he's pulling your legs, I'll be glad to show you the invoice, the bill.
No, I believe you right now. And you said you were the 100% owner, right?
I am the 100% owner, correct.
Right. And have you already looked into financing, or are you just looking into it right now?
Financing for?
For this, what you're doing, for the consolidating and the expansion.
Well, we put out a few emails, this morning. But like I said, when I was talking to you,
yeah.
I mean, you're my top pro. You know, no, I mean, I'm not gonna do anything with anybody until you come through.
Right,
because, because you have, it seems like, a little bit more flexibility,
yeah.
a little more understanding, you know, of what's
sure.
going on and so on and so forth.
Sure, of course.
I mean, I did look into this, like, you know, like the last 30 days, to be honest with you, for stuff.
Yeah.
And that's what I put in my email to you. These, I mean, you know, they promised everything in the world, and, you know, then they come through, oh, well, you know, pay off one of your balances, you know. Well, if I could pay off one of my balances, I wouldn't be coming to you.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff, you know. We'll talk of this, or well, we don't like Yellowstone, so we're not going to deal with it. Like, what is the difference who you're paying off?
Right, you know, money is money, right? It's the same.
Well, exactly. You know, whether my Uncle Joe or, you know,
or your Uncle Sam.
Susie lent it to me. I mean, it's you know, it is what it is.
Money is money, exactly. So you currently do have loans out then, correct?
Yeah, I have those four UCCs I talked about. It's about $27,500, I think, is between the four of them.
Okay, can you go through with me on those four loans, where
yeah,
each
sure.
one's from, what's, you know?
Actually, I've got it written down right here because I was doing that research this morning on it.
Sure.
The first one is from Mantis.
Mantis?
Uh-huh, M-A-N-T-I-S, Mantis Funding.
Uh-huh. Got it.
Their balance is $6,537.
And then you started on that with what?
Mantis started off with the total payback and everything, you know, $10,150.
$10,150 was the so that was the loan that they gave.
That was the purchased amount, not the yeah, that was the purchased amount.
Okay, not the okay, gotcha.
Yeah, the loan was like $7,000, and of course, you know, with all the high fees back up, you know.
And what's your payment on Mantis?
$149
a month, you said?
Daily.
$149 daily. Okay, that's what I thought. I was gonna say that's really cheap for a month.
Oh yeah, no.
Yeah. all right, what about the next three loans?
Then
what do you
the next one was Samson, S-A-M-S-O-N.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I'll be honest with Hashim, in this industry,
yeah.
I'm finding out it's really cutthroat with you all. Because people, when you mention people's names, you know, or companies or whatever.
Right.
Why'd you do that? They're just a couple of Ukrainians over there to put together. You know, like, wow, really? You know.
Seriously?
I was just like, okay.
Wow.
You know.
I mean,
yeah,
I do get people, you know, who complain from specific companies, but We never, you know, tell them like, you know, that's a bad company to work with or anything like that. We just give them our options, and obviously the decision's up to them.
Yeah, I mean, I was just, I mean, I take it at face value because, you know, I deal with it on a daily basis. You know, I would never do that to anybody, whether I'm right, wrong, or indifferent.
Yeah, of course. It's not my position. It's not your place. Exactly.
Exactly. And
yeah.
Actually, you could open yourself up to slander.
Yeah, for real.
You know, so I kind of just like, okay, you know, but I mean, I'm always willing to listen. Oh, is that how it works with them? Well, you know, that's great. You know, I said, if I have a few million or whatever, I could open up that business. Maybe I
yes,
would,
you can.
Know.
Anyone with money is going to make a lot, huh?
Exactly. You know, yep. Old, you got to make it to, you know, have it to make it.
You got to have it to make it.
So Samson, the balance on Samson is 6,029.
Okay, 6,029. And then you started that one with?
With a the total purchased amount with 11,900.
11,900, okay. No problem. And what's the payment
and
on
Yellowstone,
that
the balance is 7,926.
7,926.
And the purchase amount on that was 12,741.
12,741. And then what was the payment on Samson?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Samson, it's okay.
149.
Also 149, okay. Mm-hmm. And then the payment on Yellowstone?
219.
219. And they're all daily, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then what's that?
And then the last one, which is the one I just did recently, because these are the ones that really kind of had me up against the rope. And
really?
I had to do what I had to do. But it was called RAM funding.
RAM funding.
RAM capital funding, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Daily payment is
$150.
Balance is $7,045.
$7,045.
The reason I say they had me up against the rope because this is where I finally just had my eyes open because, you know, they promised to come in. Yes, we could do this. Yeah, no problem. You know, you're approved $35,000, blah, blah, blah. You know, I mean, just led me with, you know, with the carrot out front.
Right.
And so then I started, okay, everything's approved. We're good to go. Yeah, we're good. And then, so I was trying to do some maneuvering and, you know, money-wise and keep things, you know, in proper perspective.
Right.
And then, like, last Thursday, he came back and said, okay, well, we're going to send you paperwork over. And I said, okay, great. And then come back and it was for $5,000. I said, well, what's this?
For $5,000?
Yeah. We're like, I said, what happened to the 35? Well, we'd like to just lend this to you for a couple of weeks, see how your payments are, and then we'll come back with some more. And I'm like, well, what you want to do is what I don't want to do.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to just keep borrowing new money and paying off old money in this big groundhog scenario.
Right.
And they're like, well, you know, it's kind of a trust factor, you know. And I said, well, wait a minute. I said, you told me everything was approved. You told me it was you and your partner. You made the final decisions. Excuse me. I'm just getting over pneumonia.
No, you're okay.
Yeah, hold on. Sorry about that.
No, you're okay.
I said, you know, so basically what you did is you bait and switched me. Well, you know, we need to build a relationship. I said, fine. I said, I was at the point of, you know, okay. I was going to default on some things. I'm like, no, I can't do this. I cannot do this, you know.
Right.
With, you know, defaulting on people, you know. So I went ahead and took it. So that one's only like a week old. So, but, you know, I got it. So that's when I just was talking about it, looking everything over, and said, you know, no more. There's got to be a way to put everything together. One monthly payment, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, because
I completely understand.
I was up to $2,500 a week, you know, and I'm going, Jesus, you know, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I could borrow $35,000, pay $2,500 a month, and pay it off in, you know, on a 12-month plan, you know, and just pay $2,500 a month, and not $2,500 a week.
Yeah, no, absolutely. On that, on the RAM cap, did you? Is that the amount that you took out was $7,000?
Well, the purchase amount was, the payback or whatever you want to call it, which is all those numbers I gave you, was $74.95.
Oh, okay, so that one's relatively new then.
Yeah, that's the one that, like I said, last week.
They
put that carrot big time in front of me.
Okay. All right, so we got all four loans.
Yeah, so it's about 27 and some change.
27 and some change, okay, great.
Yeah, and it's funny that they're all like, oh, yeah, that's no problem. In this industry, man, we lend out a couple hundred thousand at a time, you know? I'm like, well, that's great.
Yeah.
I don't need a couple hundred thousand at a time.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of businesses don't. It's just kind of a selling factor, I guess. Because what we typically do here, at least, is we generally are able to free up about 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash. And you fall right in the ballpark for what you're really looking for. And so I'm going to go ahead and push your file and have the underwriters at least take a look at the bank statements and everything and see
all that history there, because they're going to come back and say, well, he's got these negatives. You know, yeah, a lot of things have happened. I mean, most people, my friends, would have folded. They would have just said, threw their hands up, walked away from the loans, their, you know, the driver, everything. But, you know, that's just not the way we are here. I mean, so if they look at that and say, well, he has this. Well, yeah, we know. You know, but he's still in business. He's paying it. He's had all this happen to him, and he's still on both feet.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's a lot of banks that would, you know, turn you away, but we're gonna try and work through it. I mean, I'm pretty sure we can figure something out. But
where are you based out of, by the way?
I'm in San Diego, California.
Awesome, man! I knew I liked you right from the start. I was in San Diego.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, over in Nashville City.
Oh, okay. We're like what, like 20 minutes from there, anyway.
Yeah. Paradise Valley Hospital. Even my mother always told people for all those years it wasn't Paradise Valley. But great city. I wish I could go back.
Oh, I love it here, man. I left for 2 months and I came right back. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, well, my biggest problem, I'll be honest with you, Hashim, is this, and this is kind of like, you know, part of my problem. It's not a problem. It's just, hey, God deals with you different things. I mean, I have a handicapped son who's 32.
Right.
So, I operate out of my house, which is good. Mm-hmm. I got the driver on the road all the time. You know, good. I'm able to be here for him. You know, and all of, you know, all that kind of stuff. I mean,
good.
I mean,
good for you.
I could have moved. Could have put him in a home. I could have just went up there, but no. So, we're, you know, that's probably one of the reasons I was never able to go back to San Diego.
Really?
Because he's been in the system for years.
Oh, wow.
For 32 years. In the system, meaning, you know, Medicaid, they're taking, I mean, the state of Virginia is fantastic as far as taking care of the disabled and all that kind of stuff.
Good. I'm glad to hear that, at least. I'm glad to hear you stuck by his side, actually.
Oh, he's my son. I brought him in this world. I'm not, like...
Good.
This sounds terrible, but I'm not just going to push him off like a lot of other people with their kids and shove them in a home and let them sit in a corner and poop his pants all day long. Nobody paying attention to him, man. It's like, wow.
Completely agree to you. That's messed up.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. But the worst part is, you know, we could have moved to Florida. We could have moved to quite a few other states, but they threw him at the bottom of the barrel. Florida said there's no benefits left. They couldn't come in. He'd get nothing. Absolutely
really?
Nothing. Yeah. Wow. They weren't even sure they could offer him the state Medicaid program, you know.
Really?
Yeah. Because you got everybody retiring in Florida. All the elderly who are sucking up the benefits and everything. And,
very
but
true.
It's such a bad economy right now with everybody. Everybody doesn't want to work, and everybody wants the government to hand them everything.
Yeah,
and it's draining the system. And so I just said, no, we're going to stay right here, and
where you know it's going to be okay. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He goes to school. He's here with his brothers and sisters. Live close, so that's part of it. If I ever die, my daughter said he's not going to go home. He's coming to our house.
Good for her. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, so she's going to take care of him. It's just, you know, it's one of these that. You know, I've been dealt the hand, and I'm dealing with it, and like I said, I've been dealt this hand here, so I'm like, okay, we got to work our way through it. You know, all good things will come to people that try to do good.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
Good for you.
So
I'm glad to hear that.
What would happen from here? What's thinking in the back of your mind, if you don't mind me picking your brain for a minute there?
No, not a problem. So for me, I mean, I don't get to make, obviously, the decisions of what kind of loans you can get or terms or anything like that. I pass it through to the underwriters, and they make all those decisions. What I can do from here is kind of just push the file over to them for them to, you know, take a look at it. They're not really...
Explain to him, like, one-on-one, go in and sit down and say, hey, look, I got this. You know, if you look at this on paper,
yeah,
they're going to say, no.
Right.
You know, but is it one of those things that you're able to say, look, man, let's take a harder look at this. Let's, you know, let's look at the guy's history. Let's look at the fact that, you know, what he does. And, you know, he's you know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody in there fighting away at it.
Yeah, no. I completely understand, which is what I'm going to try to do. Absolutely. That's what I want to do. That's why I emailed you back. Just because I don't want it to be like some hopeless cause, you know?
Right.
And So I will go in and I'll sit with the underwriters and I will go over the file with them. They're not really going to be able to tell me as much as you probably want to know until I get the tax return from you.
Tax return won't be for a while. Remember, we're
30 days, you said?
Oh, at least. I mean, they're, like I said, I'll be honest, if it was done in 30 days, I'd be surprised.
Really?
Yeah, just because we got a lot to do on that because of the with the startup and the cost and all that other stuff there that we had going on and so on and so forth. So if it's going to be contingent, you know, and not until a tax return is done, it's going to kill me. I mean, you can see all the bank statements. I can give you bank statements all the way to last year if they want them.
Yeah.
You know,
I think we do have, you know, some programs where we don't require the tax returns for the business, but I will double check for you. I will definitely look into it. I'm not going to, you know, just throw it aside or anything like that. And I'll get back to you as soon as I hear any other feedback, obviously. So what I'll
do... Do you have any idea what kind of time frame they're not told you to it or nothing, but I mean, are you thinking maybe they'll get back to you like later today, tomorrow morning?
The thing is, we're really swamped right now, but I mean, I can go in and try and talk to them today. And hopefully get back to you tomorrow sometime between morning and afternoon.
Okay.
How's that sound?
Good. All right. Good. If they need any additional documentation, I mean, I'm available 24/7. You have my cell phone number there, so.
Absolutely.
Can, you know, even though we're on different time zones, you know, I can have it over to you in 10 minutes after you say I need to, other than the tax form, if I need.
Other than the tax form, yeah.
If you need, you know, all this kind of stuff, I can have it there instantaneously.
Quick, okay. Okay. Definitely. Okay. Then I will get to the underwriters, and then I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
I appreciate it, sir. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, no problem, Kevin. You take care.
You too, sir. Bye-bye now.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.